Romans 14:5 says, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. What did Adam say to Eve the day before Christmas? It's Christmas, Eve. That's a dad joke, so feel free to steal it. But I'm sure if I don't acknowledge as much, someone's going to write me a snarky message and say, there was no Christmas during Adam's lifetime. And of course, there wasn't. It's a joke, so calm down. We've answered a lot of criticism over the years, and we won't rehash all of that. If you don't want to take part in the Christmas holiday, that's your business. But for those who want to harass the rest of us for doing so, we have nearly 50 sermons and office videos dealing with such questions in our series titled Christmas and Holidays. If you have trouble finding that on our website or at Sermon Audio, let us know and we'll send you the link. But what we want to emphasize is not how you celebrate Christmas or whether you celebrate Christmas. That's not really important. What's important is that you acknowledge the truths about the incarnation and that you are a believer in Jesus Christ. What I love about Christmas is that when I drive around town, I see dozens of depictions of manger scenes. I have one in my own front yard, and some are small little things like paper cutouts. That's what they look like. And others are extravagant. A couple of local churches have these wood-carved life-size nativities. They must have cost thousands of dollars. Really nice. Our local church displays a nativity that is sheet metal, but it's very nicely painted. It's almost 3D. Our solar lights only work some of the time because most solar is garbage. We don't have an electric source outdoors yet. So it's disappointing that several nights during the holidays, the nativity scene's too dark to really see. But on those nights when it can be seen, dozens of people drive by our building and reminded that Jesus has come in the flesh. In the front yard of our home, I mentioned, we have a blow mold version that's almost life-size, with one of the wise men as tall as me. And we have 4x4 foot scripture signs posted, quoting Isaiah 9:6 and then Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And that's the important message that we want to get out this year and every year at Christmas. We're not really concerned with whether or not you put up decorations or listen to Christmas music, although I feel sorry for those who don't. Our concern is that you're fully aware of the reality of God Himself coming to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, born of a virgin as a little baby in Bethlehem. And why is that important? Because that little baby was God in human flesh. That little baby grew up and lived a sinless life, and at about 33 years of age, the man Christ Jesus died and shed His blood to pay for the sins of the whole world. Time with family is great. Gift exchanges are fun. The food is almost always wonderful. I love the music and decorations. But it all means nothing to most people because they're missing the whole point. If you don't know Jesus, Christmas is nothing but an empty excuse to have gatherings and take time off from work. But if you know Jesus, Christmas represents the most important thing to ever happen on earth, and the most important person to ever exist on the earth, the Savior of the whole world, who will save all who will come to Him with repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His shed blood in death on that cross, His burial and His resurrection, and trusting in that alone. That is the gospel. And trusting in that alone, apart from all human works or human effort for eternal life. Jesus saves. And if you're saved, then every Christmas is a Merry Christmas. And all praise, glory, and thanksgiving then belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I hope you're saved and you can say Merry Christmas.